It's Thursday, it's 8 o'clock, and it's the Big Detecting Show. Good evening, Adrian. How are you today? Good
evening, David. I'm fine. You all right?
Tickety-boo.
Good. COVID-free, unlike a lot of people.
Unlike Shane. We were supposed to be going out detecting this weekend. It was going to be my third weekend on the run, and he got struck down by COVID this morning, so he's not very well.
Oh, bless him. Wishing better. Wishing
and
better.
All the other people. We've got quite a few people again. It's coming round again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just getting over mine. I'm just bunged up still. But
No, mate, that's the 8 pints last night, let's be honest.
Yeah, probably was. Don't want to tell everyone about that. But yeah.
I won't say, my lips are sealed. We won't say a word.
No. Anyway,
have you been out and about?
Oh, God, earbud thing.
That's the producer in your ear.
Yeah. I went out to, Sunday. Got a new permission, not on Sunday, but there was a man with a big gun shooting things. And he was a very delightful chap. And he said, oh, would you like to detect on my mother's land? And I went, oh, yeah. And he's granddad's got permissions up north in Yorkshire and has made a lot of money from hordes that have been found on his land. And he said, I'll speak to my mum. So I got a new permission. I'll go and look out on Sunday. So, yeah, went out with the Atrex, finished the field test on that. It'll be in next month's Treasure Hunting magazine. Atrex, not Apex. Oh, you'll have to read. I've just got to let the dog out. Sorry, I've got a puppy, everyone, and it needs to go out. The Atrex, yeah, interesting. Sorry, it's a waffle on. Sorry.
I don't talk very much. I'm not good in front of the camera, and I don't know what to say. Well, tonight we have with us, joining us momentarily, Mr. Chris Langston and Digger Dawn, who will be revealing all about their recent trip to London, where Adrian lives,
London,
and
yeah.
all about yes. the mudlarking that they've participated in that London where Adrian yeah. lives.
I don't live in London, David.
You're a cockney. You're a cockney.
No, I'm not a cockney.
If you look like a cockney and you sound like a cockney, you're a cockney.
I don't look like a cockney. I don't look like a cockney. You look more like a cockney. You look like that bloke off EastEnders. What is his, Phil Mitchell?
What?
Anyway.
Short, fat with hairy. Oh, no, that was...
No, hard.
That was anyway, good the other fella. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Tony Kaywood, Martin Hammond, Staffordshire Searcher Shane, Dominic Tomchick, Where's My Weed? Lloyd Sims, Kev Whitmore, Steve Denwell, Dark Knight Detectorist, Stephen Brain, John Clayton, Eagle Eye DJ, off we go, Kerry Fuller, Mudlarking with Adam Gates, Sky Jackson, hello Sky, nice to see you there. I haven't seen Sky for a while, have we?
No, Dark Knight Detectorist, I haven't forgot your thing, I've just been busy, but I'll try and do it tomorrow.
Shaz Day, Ken Cunliffe, Chris Davis, Terry Wallace, and the ever so popular Mr. Facebook user.
Graham. I was whistling the dog. It's like no one's in and I'm looking after it. So it's like,
right. I thought you'd just being random.
No. Tick. I'm all right.
What was his name in the Carry On film? Jack.
Nelly, come here.
And he done that. Jack.
Oh, yes. He did have, like, a tick in it.
Jack someone.
See if that will calm it down. Talk, Dave, or say something. Badger.
Badger. Oh. Bodger.
I'll put it down.
Anyway, enough of our random witterings. Shall we introduce everybody to... Oh, so happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Oh, yes.
I'm surprised you're not there for drinking Guinness. And before we go any further, the parish notices. The winner on Tony Kaywood's YouTube competition. Jack Douglas. There it is, Tom Trussell. Jack Douglas. The winner on TC's eight tracks competition. Kevin Flint, if you are watching or if you know him, can you give him a shout to get in touch with Tony as he hasn't done so yet? Staffordshire Searcher YouTube channel, pop onto there and subscribe. He's got a fantastic array of prizes for the 500 subscriber mark. And don't forget next week's legend competition. We will be, I'll show you later on the competition where it is and everything on the Big Detecting Show website. And all you have to do is answer a single question, and that'll be drawn next week by Dilek. And finally, Adrian, me and you have finally received in full Dr. Monk's Culinary Challenge.
Yes, and he messaged tonight. I haven't read it yet. But yes, we have to cook something. Dave, is it me or I don't understand the recipe?
No idea what he's on about. I might just make a portion of chips and just put that there. Here's some chips.
It's like ye old sausages in a tin, isn't it? It's like ye will get some lovely grubbery stuff. And it looks nice, but I will make it and film it.
Smoke, mellow garlic, pepper. Oh, what's it called?
Nelly.
Oh, chai cheese, it's called.
Yeah, chai cheese.
Take and raya hem in askies al neat uber al day uber late. It's an all day. So it's called chickpeas. Take and cover them in ashes all day and all night, or lay them in hot embers in the morning. Wash them clean in water. Simmer them up and add to them oil, whole garlic, saffron, powder fort, and salt. Simmer and serve it for. There you go.
Yeah, so I'm going to cook it, you're going to cook it. We could eat it live. I might post a bit to you, and you post a bit to me, and we could eat it live.
I could do that. Or you could post a bit to Digger Dawn, because she loves doing tasting samples.
Yes.
She tastes all the best hand gel and stuff like that, doesn't she? So
yeah, she definitely does drink it. Yeah, we'll bring that up again today.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We won't ever bring anything up about Dawn and what she drinks. We'll never do that. Mm. Without further ado. There's Chris Langston, and there's Digger Dawn. Good evening, both.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Dawn.
Hello. Oh, your dog's so cute, Adrian.
Yeah.
She's never once said that about us, has she, Adrian?
No. It's gone to sleep. We only got it 6-8 weeks ago. So it's only a puppy, but...
They're hard-work puppies, aren't they?
It is. It's like having an alcoholic child in the house. It's just and it makes me realize why we've not had
that
any more kids.
To be fair, was much like you at the Rodney Cook Memorial then. You were like an alcoholic child,
but anyway,
but
dog's asleep, I think, so it's all good to go now.
Diggy's asleep,
is he?
Yeah, he's not squeaking his ball tonight. He usually likes to get his ball out and squeak it when I'm talking. He's always squeaking his balls.
How's she beating us already?
I don't know. Yeah, it's only 12 minutes past 8.
Oh, this is our game and we're getting beaten by Dawn.
Yeah. No,
you have to make some random comments next, Chris. Go on, Adrian, sorry.
I caught my dog chewing on my shaft the other day. I got it off. Luckily got it off.
That wasn't
too bad.
Oh gosh!
I shouldn't just leave it laying around. It
just make me laugh. Yeah.
I've got nothing. I'll have to Google something now. Chris is going to get his slide. Chris is going to get his slide trombone out in a minute and start playing that for us or something.
I do like your background, Chris. Because is that a spare room?
I reckon Chris has got a huge package there. That's all I've got. Sorry, Chris.
What's he saying?
What was that? Who did?
I've got something very long and slender.
Long and slender.
Oh, it's not a Moulinex blender, is it?
No. His pipe. It's his big pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you kids call them? Oh, right. Big pipe. Rivier. This is getting mucky already. It should be mucklarking, really, this tonight, isn't it? Chris, please introduce you for the masses, and then we'll ask Dawn to do the same.
Introduce myself. Yeah, I'm Chris, and I'm 49, 48.
And the baby.
I do metal detecting holidays on Instagram, and I knock around with that one a bit.
Knocking around with that one a bit. And he's got, Chris, just mention your Instagram channel, because there's some cracking photos on there.
Metal detecting holidays, you know, all one word, or just Google, you know, Instagram, Chris Langston, and it'll pop up and you'll see me, this bit, and lots of nice finds and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Really probably nice Instagram probably the best photographs of metal detecting finds you'll find, Adrian. Yeah,
thank you.
You'd agree with that.
Well, yeah. Well, I think the followers, how many followers you got, Chris?
Just short of 35K.
Yeah, so that says it, doesn't it, really? Yeah, that says it.
Yeah, that's all good.
And Dawn, because people won't know you, Dawn, could you, because obviously you're very quiet and mild-mannered, could you introduce yourself, please?
Well, my name's Digger Dawn, otherwise known as Dawn Chipchase. I'm not revealing my age. In fact, a strange thing is on Google, if you Google me, the first thing that comes up says Digger Dawn age, because nobody knows how old I am, including me. In fact, I was at work yesterday, and I was shocked. I went through a period of shockness because I've realised I was 2 years older than I thought I was. Anyway, let's get that.
So how old's that then?
28, obviously.
Oh, right, yeah.
I thought I was only 26, you see. So anyway, so I do metal detecting on YouTube as Digger Dawn. I would just reached 23,000 subscribers yesterday, so I was really, really pleased about that. I have a Facebook group called Digger Dawn Metal Detecting, which is a bit of a, we know, share finds, but it's a really nice, friendly group. We have a bit of a laugh in there, and, you know, it's all sort of randomness, and there's no nastiness. And there's about, I think we just shot 20,000 people in that now as well. So, yes.
And of course, you're from near London as well, from where Adrian's from.
Who, me?
It's the accent, I think, Dawn.
Oh, yeah, you do get me mixed up with somebody off EastEnders. Cheery.
Who's Cheery?
Shirley. That one that was like, right, Shirley, I'm going to come and duff you up.
Oh, that's the manly looking one with short hair.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's like Zelda from Terrorbox.
Daniella Wexborough.
You know, the one, Shirley, Danny Dyer's mum, she looks like Zelda from Terrorbox.
Yeah, that's the one.
She does.
I know Zelda from Terrorbox.
Yeah, well.
I think the last time I watched EastEnders, Dirty Den was back again, and it just all went out of proportion then.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's me. So I have been hanging about with Chris quite a lot. I mean, because obviously he does a lot for Garrett and stuff like I do. And he does take good pictures. So he's handy to have on a dig with you in case you find something nice, because then you can get him lying in the mud making a nice picture for you, you see.
Yeah, does he take many of your pictures, Dawn? Chris,
well, if I'm on a dig with Chris and I find something nice, he always takes a picture for me. That's why you can tell us sometimes my pictures are like just a coin, and then other times they're like really good. If they're really good, Chris has done it, not me.
Do you use a camera, Chris?
Pardon?
You use What's a real that? Camera, not a phone.
No, I use a real phone.
Just my phone.
Oh.
I've got this one here, the Nikon D3100 and the D90, but I just use the old Sony Ericsson.
Yeah, very good camera, Sony Ericsson. A lot of people forget that.
Yeah. That's good.
Happy with it. So, shall I ask them about their trip to London, Dave? being a London.
Yes, I'm just trying to get Chris's Instagram up because he sent me some pictures before that was like, how's he got that? So I'm just trying to pull that up for in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stills are on Dawn's page.
All right, yeah.
Oh. Dave's getting it up. Yeah,
there it is. I found it. Sorry. Carry on. Go on, Adrian, carry on. I've found it now.
Sorry. I was miles away. So you both, well, do you want to explain, Dawn, about a bit of mudlarking you did the other week?
I've talked to Nicola, obviously, on YouTube. She's commented on my videos a few times. I've commented on hers. And then we met at Detectival, actually. That was the first time we met at Detectival. And from the instant that I met her, we just got on like house on fire. You know, when you just get on with somebody straight away.
Yeah.
So we arranged to meet up, and we did meet up last October, if you remember, when she came metal detecting. Yeah. We had a really good time. So then she said, well, let's return the visit and we'll go down mudlarking. So we arranged it for a few weeks ago, for February half term. And we went down for 4 days. And it was absolutely fantastic. I proper really enjoyed myself. I mean, the thing that was really good about it, as well as seeing Nicola and meeting Si Fiennes as well, because he came along, was the fact of getting away from the weather was the main thing. Because I set off and it was like throwing it down with rain. It was like you couldn't, you know, windscreen wipers are on storm. And by the time I got to London, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was like being abroad in Ibiza or somewhere. So we got down there and was all excited to get on the Thames. Because I mean, I think everybody's always, it's like a little dream to do, isn't it? And I'd always wanted to go. So we went down. We did the first day that we went down, we just did pure mudlarking. And I'll stay on that day. And we're looking around at different things. Si Fiennes came down. Chris was doing quite well looking at stuff. Si was. Nicola was. I was absolutely rubbish. In fact, I think they felt sorry for me in the end because they kept saying, Nicola and Si kept saying, have a look in that circle and see if you can see anything. And it was like that. No. Oh, look, the bottle top. You know. And so they was helping me. And but there was some absolutely fantastic finds came up on that first day. There was a coin. I don't know if you saw it, what Si sort of pointed out, and then I pulled it up and we were looking and trying to work out what it was. Well, he's just emailed me today and said it was a Viennese Soldino from 1600.
Wow.
Yeah, I
thought it was some sort of 2p, you know, because of the colour. I mean, when you find something in the Thames mud, because of the anaerobic thing, you know, with the oxygen not being able to get there and everything, find you in a totally different state to what we find, obviously, in a field. Really, really, you know, Chris, you found something, didn't you? Come out new. It was like and it was gold. Have you got it?
Sorry,
is it dulled off a bit?
Yeah, kind of.
Hold on.
No, you can't see it properly. It was like gold. It came out looking new.
Yeah. So it looks like a brand new 2p.
And what is it?
It's a ship halfpenny, Elizabeth II.
All right. So, but it's coming out. It's coming out good as new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I found a 2p in worse condition. So.
and Sywell, he was out there. He found a Roman coin on. Oh, didn't he? He found one and he came up with it. And that again had this like colour on it. You know, obviously it had its age with it, but it still had the like a little brightness to it, you know, like because it'd been in the Thames. Yeah, imagine finding a Roman coin in the Thames. Then Chris found the most best pipe of all time. Because we were hunting for clay pipes, weren't we, Chris, really?
Go on, Chris. Show us your long, thin pipe.
Well, you know, the stems that we find when we've metal detecting, they're all little tiny little bits of stem. But everything down there is about this sort of size.
Good Lord.
So they're like stems on stems. And then I found that.
Look at that.
A whole one. Wow.
And show it. The only bit that was sticking out was that little blob bit on the bottom. It was just that, tiny bit. And Nicola will laugh if she's watching this, because you saw that little bit, didn't you? And Nicola said, oh, no, blah, blah, blah. And she said no. So Chris went for it, and we actually filmed it all as it was coming out, didn't we? And it was going on and on and on and on. And then that popped out, that big pipe.
That's brilliant.
What a feeling. It was like digging an amazing coin.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to smoke it?
Probably not. No. No, because it's got 10% in it. Ratty, weed.
Yeah. Yeah, you get Viles disease. Was there many people? Was anyone else mudlarking when you were down there?
No. Well, yeah, there was a couple of people down there. I think Nicola knew them. I think they must be, you know, like us a bit when we go out and you see people that you know. There was a couple of really nice people again, weren't they, Chris? Like really nice and chatty.
Loads of time for us. It was really good, friendly and really quiet. It's like London, but that's deserted because you don't see anyone in the riverbanks. So you get all the sights, but none of the people. It's amazing.
So there was no people looking over the side going, ooh, ah.
Not really.
So you don't notice them. And you're like, I don't know, 20, 30 feet below that level when the tide's gone out. So, but yeah, look at that as well.
Hold on.
Oh, that was your dead dog's head, weren't it?
Nicholas found two of these, and it's a little terrier skull. And he used to use the terriers on the ships to stop the ropes getting chewed and stuff. So it be a rat dog, a Raxton terrier.
Look at that. Oh, wow.
It's got some
That's amazing. Are you going to be going back there again?
Well, if they invite us, yeah, I'd love to go again and have another go at it. I mean, there's my little find of the... I don't know if you can see it. It's so it's got a little man on it.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Decorated pipe. That was my dream, that. Again, I did have a little bit of help with it. They felt sorry for me. I wasn't like a charity case. There's a man sat down. You can't see it on there. But, yeah, I'm chuffed to bits with that. And then I also found... I mean, don't all be jealous about this, but you know, I found some Michael Caine's glasses.
So,
was it Matt? Sorry, Dave.
I take it you both had to get licenses and the correct bits and bobs to be able to go on the horse show.
Yeah, we got a monthly license each. Was it how much? It was about £50, £54, I think it was, for a month for the license.
Then you can get one. If you get a yearly one, you get a much better discount. So, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it's just you can't do a day pass. So the earliest you can do is a month. Right. Really, shortest, should I say. Yeah, so we got that. And then the other thing is you can't dig on there, obviously. You've got to just have a little what you can see. Go on.
7 centimetres, wasn't it?
That's like about that big. That's about 7 centimetres, isn't it?
I mean, the thing I found the most difficult at first with it is, I mean, Nicola was just traipsing across this mud, you know, she was all over. I was frightened to death of actually, like, falling and, like, being drowned in mud. It's really hard to walk on. In fact, I was talking to Chris. I know. I said to him, imagine if you just fell in this, you'd never be able to get out, would you? And just as I said it, my foot went down a big hole, didn't it? And it was, if it hadn't been for Chris saving me, it might have been the end of Digger Dog.
Yeah, just trying to scramble to hold onto a welly and pull a welly up while I was trying to get onto a brick while I was sinking. It's very dangerous.
And you've got to know the tides there. You know, like, obviously Nicola knows the tides like back of her hands, but, you know, the tides come in very, very quickly, and it's not just shallow. It is about 20 foot deep when it comes in.
Yeah.
So you
wouldn't realise that, would you?
No,
see that. That's an onion, like a shard of an onion bottle, like a flat bottom. But they're flat bottom, so they didn't roll over on the ships, I guess.
I tell you what, you must have been overloaded by the time you come home. The bloody prizes that you're finding down there.
Yeah, this is like a little 15th century clay pot. But, yeah, they're just all perfectly preserved. Beautiful. Yeah. These are little it's like a little jug is.
I might have had a hoard of coins in it at one point, Chris.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I had one of them.
Was there much junk, as in plastic bags? Oh, my goodness.
It was like a steel yard. You know, there was so much ship's nails and big, you know, big U nails and things like that.
I thought she was going to say shit then.
I would say such a thing. I'm a lady, remember? Anyway, but everywhere you went, there was iron, weren't there, Chris? It was just everywhere.
There was ship timbers, get that right, in there that were like, you know, like ship's timbers, like oak, chains. And the rope that was in the water was still preserved. You could actually see it like the rope that you had in school for climbing to the roof. And back. You know, just obviously wet. It's not rotten. Bizarre. Anchors, all sorts of things there. We were in an old shipyard, weren't we? Royal Navy shipyard. So, yeah, it was just packs. Loads of nails, though. It would have been a nightmare.
To get into the Royal Navy shipyard, then, do you need additional permission for that? Because I thought something like that would have been, you're not coming in there.
Well, no, because most of the king that would have been there has got flats built on it now in the 1960s or whatever. So it is just a harbour wall now.
Right,
So there are parts of the Thames that are protected. You can't detect by Parliament or Mudlark by Parliament, obviously, for terrorist reasons. And it's by the Tower as well. And there's some really old places that you're not allowed to go, which are historically too important. So you can do it. You can't do by Traitor's Gate, I don't think.
When I said like rubbish and junk, what about like rubbish as in modern rubbish, like plastic bags, bottles? Was there a lot of that?
Not really, no. There wasn't that
just
much.
Needles.
Not really. I didn't see things like, you know, Coke cans floating down and your old Asda back and that. There weren't really stuff like that. No. It was all old ship iron, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah. And two negative COVID tests.
Oh, do you pick them up? They come in handy. Yeah.
You don't got them, have you? I thought you
really
did. Oh, yeah, that was you. A bit of a memory.
Ram. Yeah. What? How on earth? Well, I suppose. Why would you? Well, I suppose you might throw it in.
Yeah, 2 gig or not 2 gig? That is the question.
Yeah. Is it a 2 gig one?
Yeah. SV as well.
Ooh. Clean that up, put it on eBay. Dave will buy that. So you didn't. sorry,
bad metal detecting finds.
Yeah. Did you get the detectors out?
Well, first day, I'm telling you about the first day. So we did the first day. We went on the Thames, found that great pipe, didn't we? And everything. and then we had we were lucky enough that Nicola knows this guy who had a place called the Caravan in Canary Wharf, and he kindly just said to us, you know, because he knew who we were in that we could go for a meal, and it was all free of charge. So we went through a little lovely meal in Canary Wharf, didn't we?
Yeah, it's cracking.
Ah, yeah, really? All friendly. At the end, he went, there is no bill. So a big shout out to the Caravan in Canary Wharf because it was absolutely lovely as well.
It was on plates and everything.
Hey?
It was on plates and everything.
You had to use a fork and everything instead of your fingers. So the next day, we decided that we were going to go out with... do a little bit of metal detecting and some mudlarking. We were going to do a bit of both. So we got Nicola, myself and Chris, we all decided to take the Apex and we all had the small ripper coil on because we thought that would be the best, you know, because of the amount of junk that's on there and everything. Well, to say junk, iron and things. So we got the Uber boat, which was, if you're ever going to London, you need to get on that Uber boat. And we went all the way along, went past all the London, all the sightseeing things that you can think of, right up to Putney area. And then we met up with a guy called Tobias, who detects up there quite a lot. Anyway, he took us to this particular place and we got the detectors out and we started having a go. So it was doable, weren't it, Chris?
Yeah.
It was definitely doable, and they were doing it, but I tell you, it's so hard work. It's really, really hard work. I mean, there was three different detectors on there, weren't there, Chris? Chris, you go on.
Basically, the detectors, there's a lot of iron. So I initially decided to notch out all the iron, which was a bad idea because, as you know, iron does ping up normal, you know, as normal with big pieces. So just notched about a quarter of the way out from the iron. So there's a bit in there, and it's really tough, but every detector that was there, you're struggling a bit and you don't know what you're digging. You've got to listen for real high, sharp, small sounding bangers. You know, you just, if you get an iffy signal, forget it. You know, it really isn't going to happen. But that goes for every brand. It's not just exclusive to that. I think the Apex might have had a bit of an advantage because of that multi-salt mode, and it is because it's tidal as well. So that was quite good. But I found like two, three coins and a few bits and pieces in that.
So, I mean, it's
doable with any detector. You'd have to get your head around it. It's like detecting in a field of hot rocks or iron. So it's just a bit of a mind-blowing thing. It takes a while to tune in.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the thing for me with it is, obviously, I was getting into it, but, you know, detecting for me is all about that chilling out thing, you know, that bit of meditation and that bit of, you know, getting into the zone. And you know what I mean, don't you, about that? Yeah. We all know what we mean by that. And on the Thames with a detector, you couldn't do that. It was like being in some sort of nightclub, you know. It was like... You know, because you were there was so much
What was it doing? Sorry, I thought you were having a stroke then. Sorry.
You can definitely do it, you know, and if you tuned into it and got used to it . But for me, I really enjoyed the eyes only on the you know, looking around, because you could get into that chill zone, you know, just looking and walking and listening to the birds and everything, rather than fighting through everything, listening for eye pings.
Yeah.
What are we going to say, Adrian?
I was going to say, have you seen Sci-Fi's YouTube video with John Webb? Have you seen that?
I know John Webb, but I know I haven't seen that one.
Not our John Webb.
John Webb was one of the first people to metal detect on the Thames foreshore, and Sci-Fi's in his later years... met up with him and was friends with him, and sadly he passed away last year, Dave, or the year before. And
I think it was 2 years,
and Si's done a fantastic two-part, I think, or three-part YouTube video on the history of John, because he was they did a television documentary on John in the, I think it was late 70s, early 80s, and it showed him with an old Seascope on the Thames foreshore metal detecting. And I thought, can you imagine it with an old machine like that? And he had like flares on and sort of like a shirt and tie like they did. And he also metal detected in Epping Forest. But he had, the finds he had are unbelievable. Mudlarking and metal detecting. It's worth looking it up on Si's YouTube channel. It's a really, really nice watch. We got him on the show, didn't we, Dave?
We did, yes.
To talk about it. And it was a fantastic show. Really, really, really good.
Yeah, Dawn didn't tell you about when we went for a meal at Nicola's house. And if I had to blow you away, it's this house. Dawn.
Wow. From the minute you open the door, it's like you've entered into some museum. And she's got everything is perfectly placed to look. It's not like in lines, but everything's like so artistically placed. And you can just look at everything. She's got pipes everywhere, and she's got all the finds everywhere. And she keeps everything. She even had an old 1970s shoe, you know, like an old platform from the 70s. But didn't she have someone? And when we had a dinner, she put like an old medieval candlestick Beth holder out that she'd found, and we had stuff on Roman tiles, didn't we? You know, like Roman tiles she'd found. Oh, it was fantastic.
You've never seen it in your life.
Nicola came on the show a few months ago, and we only saw the back of her room. But through the whole show, Dave, weren't we? We were just like that, looking at. Then she had that wooden thing, you know, that thing with all nails in it.
That's a dog. That scary, like donkey strange thing.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That was on the news. Yes.
I've just pulled up that video that we were on about, just so people know where it is. It's the video about John Webb on Sci-Fi's YouTube channel. So just to briefly show... There it is. It's
one of my favourite YouTube videos. I love it.
There we go. So obviously you can't hear it because I can hear it and you can't, but just shows this is a gentleman who's been metal detecting in the UK way back when it all began. And just look at some of these finds. It tells you a story just straight away.
Yeah. He almost made a living out of it, didn't he? Because he used to go on... He also has certain interesting views. Oh, yeah, that's a good one about it. And the gold he found, silver, so amazing.
I mean, the thing with the Thamesian is it goes back so far in history that the history just, you know, it's just everything. And you just don't know what's going to come out of the mud the next day.
No, you're right. It could be from 1999 or 1998. No.
or the year 89.
Yeah, you're right. And I think if you go back and look at the history of it, it was used like everything went in there, didn't it? They used it to chuck loads of stuff away.
I'm pretty sure, haven't they found even Bronze Age founds there as well?
Yeah, there's a lady, Deb Dunn Johnson, which is in your group, Dawn, and she found a Bronze Age spear tip, like it had been dropped there yesterday.
Wow.
Just wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my dream, that a Bronze Age spear tip. Oh, I'd love to find one of them.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm only half an hour away from the Thames, and I keep meaning to do it, but I do. I like you said, Dawn. I like the detecting, relaxing side. Whereas with your head down, I reckon was it quite tiring, like walking around.
Well, once you got used to the mud bit, you know, because walking in that mud is quite, you know, you do sink quite deep, you know, and it makes you feel really unconfident. So I spent a bit of time, you know, like just trying to stand up, you know. And as the tide goes out, there's bits of it that are walkable, and then all of a sudden, you'll just hit a bit that's like really deep. So, I mean, it's not the sort of thing you would do on your own, I would think, you know, unless you really knew what you were doing.
It's definitely something that shouldn't be done just on a whim. You need to plan what you're doing, research it, make sure that you've got your phone fully charged. There's lots of things. You're best off going with someone who's done it before, to be fair, because you could end up in a right pickle. So,
because they knew the tides were, well, we've got to do this because the tides are going to come in at this point and they're going to hit over there. And so they knew everything about how to stay safe, which is really important because that tide comes in pretty quick when it comes in.
It's lost in there's like little dunts and like bits under the water which get cut off before the other bits. So you end up like stuck on an island if you're not careful. So, yeah, you have to be really careful with it.
With your metal detecting holidays, Chris, is that something, because that's on hold at the moment, isn't it, because of COVID and all that? Yeah, and you're not well as well. Is that something that people who you've had in the past have said, oh, can I do that?
No, but we've had people that have been on like a bit of a British tour. Bethany, Alaska Relic Hunter, if you met her at Detectable, I think. And no. She was with us. She's does a lot of scuba diving and what have you.
Yeah, but you didn't come and introduce anyone to us. You just kept them to yourself, remember?
Oh, okay.
You brought cake and then you took everyone else on the merry way. Give Dave cake. He won't see anybody. Give him cake and then we can move past quick. I know your game.
And Dawn can drink more hand gel.
And sanitizer.
Yeah, sanitizer, yeah.
A few guests have been mudlarking and then come metal detecting. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to. I'd just do it anyway on the fields. I'd walk and just look. And you do find stuff on the surface, don't you? But I think just the whole mud, water and everything.
When you said, Adrian, about the Thames only being half an hour away, is that the Thames as in what we know as, or what we think is, main London Thames or the outskirts and central. But if you went to the outskirts, would you still need the same licenses and appropriate things to do it there?
Yeah, I think it's the
Port of London Authority, which is part of the Crown Estate. So you'd need to check on
basically
that.
Basically covers the entire Thames, more or less.
And it shows you where it's restricted as well.
Got you. Right.
Yeah. There are bits just on the outside of it that I think you can do. There's not a lot of stuff there, but there's a few places like Bradwell. There's a power station in Bradwell, nuclear power station, that's deactivated now. And there's a beach and shingle beach there. And there was a lot of action there dating back hundreds of years. Sorry?
Two-headed coins.
Yes. And join coins, five-headed fish and stuff. But no, there's a lot of things there on the surface I've found, like pipes and musket balls and a lot of three-ring bullets. And there's stuff, because it was the entrance into the Thames Gateway. You know, ships and boats had to go up there, so some of them might have stopped and dropped off. But yeah, there's certain areas outside London that you can do mudlarking. But yeah, I just, like I said, it's just the mud and it stinks. It does smell.